with a powerful Iranian-backed Iraqi group. The Senate parliamentarian has dealt a potentially lethal blow to Democrats' strive to hike the minimum wage. The parliamentary decided that the cherished progressive goal must fall from a massive COVID-19 relief bill the party is trying to speed through Congress. The California Supreme Court has upheld the state's 2018 law barring 14 and 15-year-olds from being tried as adults and sent to adult prisons, even for serious crimes such as murder, arson, robbery, or kidnapping. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 470 points at 30,931. The NASDAQ is down 92. This is SRN News.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 850,000 families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection. So we're offering 40% off.
Go to legacybox.com/LBOX to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to save 40%. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but you know what? Every day I have to listen to Terry complain that he doesn't get to talk to you on the radio. And it's not fair that I'm the one who gets to talk to Joey, because he loves Joey. Joey this and Joey that. I think he's got a little bit of a man crush going on.
Oh, my.
So here's Terry. Hang on a second. Joey.
Hey, Terry.
What's going on, man? I love you so much. You know that. Like a brother. Is Eddie
sure.
there as well?
Yes, he
yes,
is.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you eating any donuts, Eddie?
I already had my breakfast, thank you very much. But yep. I do have a Reese's cup on standby for a little extra.
Reese's cup?
Yeah, I have that on standby.
All right. Listen, guys, Ray just dropped us. I was in the middle of doing some stuff, and he obviously has got a very, very important. So, as per usual, a lot of people always ask us, you know, Prattville Carpet, is it just carpet that you do? No, we don't. We do anything that goes on the floor, pretty much.
So
somebody else is calling in there. we do anything that goes on the floor. We don't do washing machines. We don't sell pansies like Lowe's and Home Depot, etc. All we do is flooring. Our blinds are countertops. We don't do any of them either. But the main thing is we don't charge anybody a cent to come out, look at their house, give them some advice, take sizes, dimensions, all that kind of stuff. We do that free of charge. At that point, then, you can come down to the store. We've got thousands and thousands of products here to choose from. It's a fairly painless operation. You come in, you take some samples, we give you an estimate. Quick and easy. It's as simple as we can make it. So the first stage, though, is giving us a call on 285-8117. and we'll set up an appointment with you and come out to the house and bring samples if necessary and go from there.
Well, Terry, the feeling of love like a brother is mutual after that ad read. That was fantastic.
Pretty good, wasn't it?
285-8117 is the number for Prattville Carpet. Free in-home consultations, all sorts of options for your flooring, and plus you get to talk to a gentleman like this, like Terry.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, Julie.
Just making because me blush.
No, you stop it first.
You're making me blush. Good to hear from you guys.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care, Terry.
Thanks, man. See ya.
Bye. See you, bud.
Wow. Thank you, Ray and Terry. That was a great call here on a Friday. More news and views from 9 till noon coming up. Oh, look at that. CPAC underway in Orlando.
That's right.
Is that Ted Cruz?
That's Ted.
Do you think he's a little extra tanned after that time in Cancun?
Yeah, he's got a window seat on the airplane.
Hey, the beard plays.
A lot better.
He's a little less creepy without a, you know, without a beard, he's more creepy. He's a little less creepy with the beard.
With the beard, he looks a lot better. For some reason, more trustworthy.
I think he should grow, though, like the El Presidente mustache, you know? Maybe do a photo op, shooting a shotgun off in the middle. Oh, wait, no, that's more like Saddam.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Though, say what you will about Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
That particular photo op, like off the balcony, shooting a shotgun, it's like, man, he's probably a bloodthirsty tyrant, but dude's a man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to mess with that guy.
He had some issues, though.
Yeah, but the United States government certainly messed with him. So he wasn't ready for that.
No, he wasn't.
More news and views when we come back.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Petri Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Friday morning. 272-9228, if you'd like to get on the program, as the big voice said. Donald Trump will be doing his first public appearance speech Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon at CPAC. He'll be the final keynote speaker. I was looking through the list of panels. You know, I've been to a few of these conferences. Honestly, I get bored at them.
I figured it's a good place to catch a nap.
Well, it's fun to network and meet people and get to know people. But as far as the presentations go, I often, you know, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But it is a great way, especially for younger folks into the right-wing conservative fold, to get to know one another. And really is Trump's party. Did you see that Mitt Romney?
No doubt.
Yeah. Romney said, I think Trump's going to be the candidate in 2024. Mitch McConnell even said, I would back Trump in 2024. So folks are getting in line, and we'll see what sort of mood Donald Trump sets this Sunday.
I think it's kind of easy to get behind him now because it's 4 years off and you know, you're on the bandwagon type deal. Got nothing to lose by saying, he's
Well, I'm a little surprised, though, after what Romney and the way Romney and McConnell behaved during the impeachment and reaction to these Capitol riots.
That's what I mean. I think it's not sincere what they're putting out there.
Right. And have we seen anything definitive on what happened with the Capitol riots?
No.
Do you think that if they have a commission, if Congress investigates, that we'll get anything definitive?
No.
Yeah.
I think we'll come out with more clouds of suspicion, more finger pointing and, you know, walking away, and somehow it's going to cost us more money.
Right. Right.
At the end of the day, we could fix this with money.
272-9228. And that brings me to something I mentioned earlier. Former CIA director, the stuff of children's nightmares, John Brennan. Man, he really liked to use those Sky Robots, otherwise known as drones.
Drones?
Yeah. You know, they're getting pretty good, you know, Eddie.
They got a flamethrower drone, Joey.
Really?
Yeah. That's how they take out wasp nests, like those wasps that are supposed to be coming.
Yeah?
I saw a video. It's a flamethrower drone.
They even have a drone on Mars now.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah, it was on board the Perseverance rover. And apparently it'll fly once a day, because the main way it uses up battery, it has solar charging, it uses up battery because it has to be warm through the night on extreme cold temperatures.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so they let it charge up after being really hot or warm through most of the night. They let it charge up, and they'll fly at about 11 in the morning, Mars time.
Cool.
And fly for a few hours, and it can fly itself, essentially. Well, it can fly itself pre-programmed, so they can pre-program a flight path.
Right.
Like, if you imagine the lag time, if you actually were trying to fly it like a normal drone, it's just not possible.
You'd crash it.
Because you have a 20-minute, something like, delay there. So they pre-program a complete flight plan, and then it's able to adjust to terrain, things it might come across. Fascinating stuff. So drones are everywhere. And John Brennan, man, he made Drone Tuesdays a really popular pastime at the Obama administration.
Did.
And the drones stuck around for the Trump administration. I'm sure they'll be around for the Biden administration.
Certainly.
John Brennan recently did another interview with MSNBC, these brilliant people.
That would
And they're continuing to talk about the Capitol riot. Now, you might have noticed that we'll mention the Capitol riot and what's going on around it with impeachment, with these committees or commissions and investigations, the former head of the Capitol Police, and folks are pointing fingers this week.
Lots of that.
In committee hearings. But you might have noticed, folks, we're not covering it in detail. Why? Because I don't think it's the most important thing on the American people's plate. I don't think what happened that day, actually,
right.
I think most Americans agree it wasn't good.
Right.
And not just like, a slim margin. I mean, like, the vast majority of people think, I wouldn't have done that. Maybe they're not as, like, offended or butthurt over it as some. But to play into the narrative that that what happened that day represents all of Trump America and all of anybody on the right, Trump or no Trump, is absurd. So no, I'm not going to play into this narrative, but we do need to watch what people are putting out there, especially creeps like John Brennan. So let's listen in to this segment, if we can stand it. You think you can stand it?
I'm going
to
give it a go, man.
Let's listen in.
Because you've sat in both these chairs as a Homeland Security advisor to a president and as the head of our CIA. And I wonder what you make of this warning and testimony, almost buried, really, with all the sort of flood of headlines today, that the joint address to Congress, which is yet to be scheduled, remains a target for the extremists.
No. We wanted a State of the Union this Tuesday.
TBD.
Now it's TBD.
Right.
And wait. Have you seen Joe Biden speak lately?
Yes.
Do you think they held off a joint session of Congress, a State of the Union, if you will, because he's under threat? The whole Capitol's under threat. Hey, don't you have like 5,000 National Guard members up there with huge fencing and Constantine wire? And yet you still feel under siege? No, I don't think the reason they delayed that, it's now TBD, is because of the threat from extremists. I get a sense it's from an internal threat of a different kind. Mm. The internal threat of Joe Biden not being able to go for more than 15 minutes.
Plus, Joey, that's past 3 o'clock.
True.
Unless they're going to do a 10 a.m., State of the Union.
He wouldn't be the first president who used performance-enhancing drugs, let's say.
Microdosing?
Well, Kennedy used to get those. Shots in the back. Yeah, just get Dr. Feelgood, 2021 version of Dr. Feelgood. Go on down.
Wait a minute. Is that his wife? Joe Biden's wife?
No, Jill. She's not that kind of doctor.
Oh, okay.
She's a much better type of doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, but just get Jill to go on down and administer the shot. She could probably do it with her PhD. Or somebody go down there and just load Joe up. Let's give us our State of the Union. It could be 30 minutes. I think that's the actual worry.
Do they have to
Not the threat of extremist action in the Capitol building.
Do they have to do it at night or a certain time of the day? Is that protocol or anything?
We're going to do it at 7:30 in the morning.
That's what I was going with.
All of Congress is going to be served pancakes,
yes.
Not waffles.
Oatmeal.
Pancakes, Mush. Oatmeal. And we'll finish up with a palate cleanser, a tapioca pudding.
But of course.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can all take their medication at the same time.
Good God. But here, let's listen to John Brennan's reaction to this. Well, how he plays into the script. We haven't had a joint session of Congress because of these extremists, right, John? Take it away, Voldemort.
Well, Nicole, I think it's just the most recent evidence that there are groups of deeply disturbed individuals who live in a world of conspiracy theories, who use violence in order to seek the aims that they're after.
He just described government.
Thank you.
Deeply disturbed individuals who live in a world of conspiracy theories who use violence in order to seek the aims thereafter. That's like literally every government that's ever been in the existence of man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God, don't you love it? Keep going, John.
To include violence being perpetrated against the capital of this country. Mm-hmm. And so what we saw on January 6th, obviously, was the manifestation of this built-up anger that these individuals have, fed by a number of politicians, including by Donald Trump, unfortunately, that just led to the ransacking of the Capitol on the 6th of January.
Yeah.
But I think what we heard today was continued evidence that these individuals have plans to carry out these heinous acts of violence, to kill individuals, again, to try to undermine the democratic institutions of our government, and to murder as many of our government officials as they can. Deeply disturbing, and this is something that really needs to be a wake-up call to those law enforcement and security organizations that have that responsibility to protect the Capitol, but also to our government leaders, especially members of Congress, who continue to give air to these conspiracy theories, unfortunately.
So if you advance, he doesn't mean just conspiracy, like flat earth.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mean Hollow Earth. He doesn't mean Bigfoot. He doesn't mean JFK.
Lizard Man?
Yeah, and then, well, look at him. He doesn't mean any of that. That if you advance any sort of idea that might challenge their power or their narrative, then you're encouraging violence. Well, it sounds to me like you're encouraging violence. And you're wanting to suppress and repress millions of Americans, John. Oh, and by the way, is the president, now former president, still an asset of Russia? Advanced conspiracy theories, huh? It's a bad guy. A really bad guy. What's that Twilight Zone episode? Bad man! A really bad man. And he should never be anywhere near the levers of power or of government ever again.
Agreed.
He spied on the Senate. He's the one who came up with the whole paramilitary CIA, let's drone people into oblivion. And they are going to milk what happened on January 6th as long as they can to advance their conspiratorial agenda to steal more of your liberties, more of your wealth, and bring you to heel under the central plan. Now, as I've said for years, the trick is not to storm Capitol buildings. The trick is not to be violent at all. That only plays right into their hands. The government does have a monopoly on violence, and unfortunately, the people running the government have a monopoly, for the most part, well, until recent years, on communications, the narrative they weave around any violence that happens. The trick is to say, hey, I'm going to live my own life. I'm going to vote for people who will protect my liberties, who will give me the opportunity to rise or fall on my own merits. Man, I have not liked this guy for a long time. And he keeps reconfirming why I've been so skeptical of him for so long. 272-9228, Soldier Boy.
Hey, on that clip you said, did you say heinous acts or anus acts?
Wait, we're not on the China-American diplomat story yet.
Okay, I was going to make sure. I was disappointed.
We'll
didn't
get
know
to
we,
that.
We're getting swabbing yet.
Yeah, we'll get to the Chinese anal swab story.
And swabbing my life away. Mm-hmm. Looking for a better way. Ooh. Okay. Hey, let me ask you a question. This makes a simple question. You said performance-enhancing drugs are prior presidents. Were you talking Clinton and Viagra combo?
No, I wasn't thinking of Clinton or anything like that at all.
Oh, okay. You said performance-enhancing for presidents.
Do you think he needed it?
I don't know. We'll have to ask the source.
I mean, this is the guy who said, hey, Hillary, did you know we have the biggest melons in Arkansas? That was, I think, his opening line.
Didn't he say it was the Oral Office or the Oval Office?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing. I hear in the news last night, it's not making a big news right now, but it's, you know, being prior military. By the order of the president, we did airstrikes on Syria's Syria's targets last night.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute. And I asked and looked for the justification. You just can't drop bombs on people, you know, unless it's a national threat. But the justification was that there were Iranian-backed military militia helping Syria.
Yeah, sure.
But yet he turns around and lifts the sanctions against Iran. Mm-hmm. Why would you bomb the same place that you're helping?
Well, if you blow it up, you get to spend more money to rebuild it.
Right. Something doesn't add up here. And I wonder, could this
bombing...
It
didn't add up at all.
Either this bombing is symbolic to say, hey, we're not backing off here, or it's meant to prolong something.
Well, how can the... Wait a minute. Joe, they said the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, ordered these bombings, they said on the news.
Sure.
This is the same man doesn't even know what he had for breakfast the other day.
No,
what
that's,
happens if
that's
he says bomb the wrong damn country?
That's actually how they present it to him. You know, and when a president can't specialize in all operations, as you know, Soldier Boy. I mean, we have a very specialized...
I understand that.
Right. You know better than I do how specialized the military can be. And so often they'll present a president with a menu of options.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, here's a proportional response.
Here's oatmeal. Here's cornflakes.
Yeah, here's the pinpoint. And that's actually, you're anticipating what I'm about to say. Because Joe has so much trouble going proportional or pinpoint strike or... over the top, they present it as like, do you want waffles today, sir? Would you like bacon and eggs today, sir? Or would you like to eat light and have some like toast and a fruit cup?
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't he have on national television? Did you all see that on national television? He admits he has to take a what are those little cheat cards you used to take when you take a test? Crimp notes or something?
Crimp notes.
No, yeah, I have to have this little card with me all the time.
Your cheat sheet?
Yeah, he had a cheat sheet everywhere he goes. He was on television. He says, yeah, I have to use these notes. Let me pull these out here to get my numbers right and my words right.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I just couldn't believe it. He's got to pull out a cheat sheet? Mm-hmm. This man's not confident.
You know what that cheat sheet says? Remember, you're the president.
Exactly. And remember who your vice president is.
Right.
Because he probably doesn't know. And several times during his Zooms, he didn't even recognize her.
You know, there's a great line from the Marvel movies where, Scarlet Witch says to Thanos, you took everything from me.
Thanos, I remember that.
And Thanos says, I don't even know who you are. Well, there was a meme put out where it's like a crying Trump supporter, you took everything from me. And it's a cartoon of Biden licking an ice cream cone saying, I don't even know who I am.
You're so wrong. Joey, let me ask you a question. What is our justification for the protection of the United States that we have to bomb certain targets in Syria?
Well, here's the trick. They say it out loud. It is part of the defense of the United States. And that's great. I'm all for defending the United States. But they add more. They say more than defense. They say defense of the United States as well as American interests abroad.
Now, that's the biggest umbrella I've ever seen on the golf course.
Yeah, honey.
Well, and it's called leadership, Soldier Boy.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Well,
and
I need to rewrite the word.
It's a fun question for anybody who really takes this stuff seriously. Why is it that American global leadership kind of looks like world domination?
It leaked out the reason why. You're not going to believe this. Because they said the genocide that the country of Syria, and I guess the president or whatever, the dictator of Syria is, okay?
Assad, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because of the genocide and everything. Oh, I was like, okay. Now, if it's for the genocide, and that's a good, warmy feeling, a cup of cocoa, then turn around and let's bomb China. Because what's happening to those people that are going to those concentration camps? Mm-hmm. That's genocide.
Well, the problem with
you can make analogies to the Holocaust to start a new war, but if there's actually something truly comparable to the Holocaust, say like the Uyghur Muslims in China, we can't really mention that. That's just cultural differences.
Well, you guys got to remember, China can throw those bombs right back, too. So,
oh, sure.
Well, what's amazing, though, is not on any of the ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, LSL, LSD, whatever.
Alphabet all stations,
nobody has said anything about the bombing. Only Fox did. So here's our military putting in harm's way, going out there, dropping bombs, killing people, destroying targets and people's lives under the big umbrella, but nobody's talking about it. But if Trump was the one doing it, oh, my God, it'd be everywhere. Children that show pictures of children, homes, and everything else.
Actually, Soldier Boy, not to be actually, remember when Trump bombed Syria?
I remember. They showed the kids, didn't they?
Well, no. Actually, it was the only time I can remember, say, Brian Williams or Fareed Zakaria, I believe, on CNN. They said this is the first time he's been presidential. Like, why does the corporate press love war so much?
They love, it seems industry loves war.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the corporate world loves war. And it used to be just the opposite. It used to be the hippie, peace-loving, protest, anti-war left liberals.
And now it's a lot of conservatives.
Now they love it.
Well, and now a lot of conservative veterans like yourself are the ones saying, what are we doing? This is a racket.
Right. Well, they caught on.
Well, you remember, it was so funny when I was in Iraq. What was it? Halliburton. Remember that company owned by Dick Cheney?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, sorry about that one. Mm-hmm. Dick Cheney, what a winner, like his lovely daughter. That's another show. A guy looked at me, and we had breakfast out there, and he says, Sergeant, how'd you like that breakfast? I said, it was pretty good. You know, it was a breakfast buffet. He goes, yeah, that was a $50, $60 breakfast the taxpayers paid for you this morning. I'm like, what? A $50, $60 breakfast? He goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. He says, what it is Halliburton gets it, gets the contract, then they subcontract to a subcontractor to a subcontractor to a subcontractor.
Mm.
And I asked the contractor that was there, and he was out of Libya. And I was like, I mean, this is what happens. All you got to do is show that you have the means to get the contract. And I wonder how Dick Cheney got that contract, because he was the leading shareholder of Halliburton. But he made, I guess the rich make money off war.
Yeah, they do.
Well, and they don't ever put their kids in harm's way, never send their kids to get draft dodge left and right.
Well, we got to defend the interests. Yeah, I wonder how you really define.
Well, how many times did Joe draft dodge? I think 6 or 7 times. He said, and one of the reasons was is that he had asthma and breathing issues or something, or, you know, and yet he was in high school playing football and on a swim team. You got to be pretty good lungs-wise to swim on a swim team, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Soldier Boy.
5 or 6 times. Him and Dick Cheney both have dodged the draft.
Yeah, it's a bipartisan
one to put us in one.
Soldier Boy got to run. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Later, Soldier Boy.
More news and views from 9 till noon.
Hold on, Kuta.
When we come back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their 3 facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct 2 more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Now it's time for your update on the Mars Perseverance rover. They've sent in panoramic views of the Red Planet in full HD. We've gotten the first sounds from the Red Planet. And now, puzzle fans, otherwise known as nerds, are delighted this week that NASA revealed it had a hidden, secret color-coded message on the parachute.
I saw that.
For the Perseverance rover. The message written by systems engineer Ian Clark, gotta love those Clarks, in binary code, nerds, through alternating white and orange strips on the 70-foot chute, spelled out the NASA motto, Dare Mighty Things, which comes from a Theodore Roosevelt quote. Cool. That's for you nerds.
Nerds.
272-9228. Cooter. Hey, Cooter.
Hey, Cooter.
Oh, hey there. Hey, the White House could solve this thing, the State of the Union thing, real easy. Mm-hmm. Just send it over in writing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Woodrow Wilson who started the whole, hey, I got to give a speech thing?
I don't remember. I know that Jimmy Carter has sent it in writing instead of being in person one year.
Hmm. Yeah, there, I look back and I don't like Carter, but there are parts of Carter where I'm like, I kind of appreciate the guy half the time acting like he didn't want to be president.
I really don't think he wanted to be. I think he wanted it, then he got the job, and he's like, oh, crap.
But yeah, I just want to say that. Joe would never even have to see it. He'd never have to know what's sent over, you
That's
know?
True.
Just put his name at the bottom of it. All right, guys. Love y'all. Have a best weekend.
Hey, you take too, care, Kuter.
272-9228. Yeah, bombings in Syria.
You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of things Joe is doing are just a continuation of things Trump has done, but they put different spins on it, like the cages.
Oh, I went off on that yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they took his playbook. I mean, remember Trump threw some bombs at Syria in the beginning, and I don't know what they're trying to do. It's almost like they're somewhat following in his footsteps. But at the same time, screwing us all. You see what gas prices are, Joey? It's either going up 10, 15
cents. It's miserable.
Every day.
I use premium.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Highfalutin.
No, I've got a car that's got pretty good gas mileage, and it holds it for a while, but still.
Man. Yeah.
It's not fun
whatsoever.
Energy
prices going up. You saw those people in Texas, which, of course, is an error, but they were getting like $15,000 and $18,000 power bills.
Yeah.
So one of them said, all right, I'll see you, that $18,000. I'm going to sue you for $1 billion.
Yeah. There are certain things that have been going on, whether it was Bush or Obama or Trump or now Biden. I do wonder when you become president, and maybe this is conspiratorial of me. Sorry, John Brennan.
Oh, boy.
Do they pull a president and go, okay, here's what you can do. Like, you can make these choices.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff over here, don't even ask. Don't even touch it.
Yeah, I think they do that. Especially
like, sit you down in a room and be like, hey, here's the deal. I wonder, because the way a lot of presidents have acted, I mean, they're being essentially seated at the head of this massive organization that does run itself to a certain extent.
Right.
For decades now. The military, the State Department, the intelligence communities, they all kind of work together, of course. Though, you'd be surprised how much they work at odds to one another as well. You have little cliques within the State Department, within intelligence, within the military, and everybody's trying to get their priorities funded, their strategies put forward and advanced, and actually executed.
It's all about your frenemy. You got to know what they're doing so you can, you know. And I think a lot of it's money and control. If I know what you're doing, Joe, even though we might be somewhat on the same side, we're both competing for that same dollar and that same little bit of control.
No, but the idea that you can, your point about the The cages.
Mm-hmm.
The containment centers?
Yeah.
The processing centers?
Yeah.
What nice words can we potpourri this with?
Exactly.
No, it's why I appreciated Trump, because what? Trump said, we're going to bomb the blank out of them.
Yes.
And it might kill innocent people. As opposed to, we're assessing with our coalition partners on the ground whether our kinetic actions will have collateral damage. Yeah.
That one makes me feel better.
Yeah. That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
So really, this is like a daycare at the border. It might be bars on the windows, but we take our daycare duties very seriously.
They have to do something just for, not just border security, but also we have a pandemic going on, typhoid, things like that. They come across the border, and we've got to have some kind of plan. But trying to make it sweet and nice, let's be honest, they're crossing the border illegally, so why do we have to make it sweet and nice?
Well, and you do, I was talking about this yesterday on here and with Dan. Immigration is one of those issues where the reality of how people are trying to come across and the fact that parents will literally give up their kids. Yeah.
Anything and everything to get them here.
It makes it to where it doesn't fit neatly into the rhetoric from either side. For instance, Trump was very tough on immigration.
Oh, yeah.
And tougher than any president in recent memory. But he wasn't as tough as his rhetoric because, you know, I think the man had a heart. And this idea from the left that, oh, we're going to be so much more compassionate. And no, when you have kids being brought from Central America, from right. Latin America, from Mexico, and they're not coming with their parents, that's a very tragic situation, number one. And what are you going to do? Just let the kids go by themselves?
Well, you can't. You've got to trust, I hate to say it, but you trust a coyote.
Right. And, then, essentially, this is what about the Democrats drives me nuts. They could have been a trusty opposition in an effective way on immigration against Donald Trump. Instead of comparing these process centers built by the Obama administration to concentration camps,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying, well, just open borders all the way, knowing they're not going to get that, abolish ICE, knowing you're not really going to get that. They could have said, okay, we want a deal. Let's do immigration. We'll give you your border enforcement. And they could have fought for a massive allowance of legal immigration into the country. And that could have been an actual fight, an actual argument.
But don't we as a country, don't we want legal immigration?
Yes.
Isn't that better than what we
have? Ask a legal immigrant how easy it was to get here, how much of a pain
right,
in the ass.
But ask your average citizen, would you rather have something set up for legal immigration, or would you rather us continue to act like it's not happening and let right. millions come in? There's a better way. We all know that.
But because of this system where the legal system is a bureaucratic nightmare,
mm-hmm.
where the gray area, sort of the gray area of the law, is all these incentives to come up, you create these incentives, create child trafficking.
That's
not
that's
a great
what I worry
idea.
About. Joey, if I'm in Mexico or wherever, south of the border, and I know my life is crap, but I want better for my kids like we all do, so I trust a coyote to take
yeah.
my kids to America. How many months, if they make it, how many months before you find out they made it? How many
right.
years? And the opportunity that child traffickers have right then and there.
Yeah, but, you know, you just change the name of things and it all works out, even though you're behaving the same way you always did.
Okay, buddy, I don't know.
272-9228. You know, it used to be an adulterer or philanderer, you know, adulterer, womanizer.
Yeah.
Now they're just a sex addict.
And there you can get treatment for that.
Right. Isn't language fun? More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
C Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228, that's the number JD called. Welcome.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, Joey, you were hitting the absolute nail on the head just a few minutes ago. You know, people often forget, you know, and I'll use Trump as an example.
Before you keep going on, I learned this a while ago, JD. You need to hit the nail right on the head. As my grandfather told me, if you hit it more than 2 or 3 times, you're just playing with it.
Yep.
Well, that's true. But no, if it was Trump and he said, hey, it's a half a glass of water and it's half full, they would all, just to disagree with him, they would all say, no, it's half empty, it's half empty. But then if Trump turned around and agreed with him and said, you're right, it's half empty, they would say, no, it's half full. People often forget that it's still just a half of glass of water. And I don't want to say they're manipulating the meanings of words, but they're manipulating the perspective. And with that being said, you're 120% right. On this child trafficking thing, when it's these coyotes bringing them over, well, how can you justify the parents as being fit when they're trusting their kids to somebody that they may not hear from for months, if they ever hear from them again? It's a whole bad scenario that they need to, everybody needs to work together to tackle. And there's also an appropriate way to go about doing things. And if they did that and we went the appropriate way, I think there would be a lot less headache. But not to change the subject, but with all these calls to take the nuclear codes away from Biden,
yeah,
do y'all think that this may be the beginning stages of a coup?
Just testing the waters, I think.
No, I don't think the beginning stages of a coup. I think it's more formalizing what has already been the case for a while, that the idea that when you elect a president, they have complete control over the executive branch is nonsense. No, essentially, he becomes the head of a bureaucracy, and only one of the few command structures the president still controls is the military, theoretically. And even then, like I laid out before, they, you know, generals and the Joint Chiefs try to box them in by giving them options, saying these are the best ways to go about things, sir. And we know under the Trump administration, they lied to him about troop levels in certain parts of the country. In fact, if you go back in our history, there might have been need to know information that even the president couldn't see unless the president really said, hey, I need to know. So they would compartmentalize stuff and have for a while. And I think that they're trying to apply that sort of game and that sort of structure to nuclear launch codes.
Well, I kind of feel like they're trying to normalize not needing an executive branch. And I think if that happens, that there's going to be another power struggle, and the divisiveness is just going to get worse.
Well, everything, it is all cattywampus. For instance, like, the legislature gives so much power to the executive branch to make rules and regulations. It's almost like half the bureaucracy is legislating in the executive branch. And yet the president can't actually get the State Department or any other institution to heal. Like, it seems like half the job of career bureaucrats, if it's the wrong sort of president, is to disobey them right below the line in order to keep them from carrying out their plans, very much like we saw under Trump. And now that Biden's in the saddle, they're just doing what they want because he's the right kind of president. It's it's very frustrating.
I'm just thankful that we have, because with all the news media, and I still glance at it every now and then because I want to see what they're reporting and what they're not reporting, to be honest with you. But I'm very thankful that we have people like, you guys in the morning, Dan coming on at noon, Greg Budell, that's not scared to spit the truth. And I really like and admire that. And that's how the message is going to get out to the everyday people.
Well, and before you go, check out ourrescue.org. It's called Operation Underground Railroad. Paves the way for permanent eradication of child sex trafficking. They have coordinated rescue efforts. These are former Special Forces guys helping run this, as well as recovery planning for those kids they rescue. And they are always looking for funding. Ourrescue.org, it's Operation Underground Railroad. It's a great organization. And they've been operating in 28 countries, 26 states, rescued and supporting thousands of survivors, children in particular. So if y'all want to put your money towards stopping that, you don't have to, research online. This organization has been doing a lot of great things for a few
years. You don't have to fund a worthless politician. You could actually do something towards a good cause.
Right.
Reminds me of a YouTube kid I saw where guys like, hey, you can call me whatever you want to. I mean, shoot, you can even call me, pull up my mouth apart, vote for me.
Right. I love that guy. Well, I appreciate the call, Jenny.
Take care, Jenny.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too, buddy.
272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. If you're looking to buy fine, antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry items, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Troop Booth is the guy to go see. Troop has been trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Plus, he's been working in the family business for decades. I mean, it's a 40-year family business, a locally owned specialty shop when it comes to antique and estate jewelry items. Heirloom Jewelers. Check them out today. You can check them out online at heirloomjewelers.com, or you can just stop by in person, 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, where you're going east on Vaughn right when you cross over Bell Road. It's there on your right at Vaughn and Watchman Circle. And whether you buy in person or online, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. Just say my name in person or type in J-O-E-Y online. You'll get 10% off on all your purchases. And right now, Troop Booth is looking to purchase or buy from you as well. So if you have any antique jewelry, any old jewelry at all that you're willing to part with for the right price, why don't you call up Troop Booth at 260-0066 or go online, again, to heirloomjewelers.com. Make an appointment. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop will look it over, give you an offer, and if you agree to that value then and there, you get paid right then and there. It's that easy at Heirloom Jewelers. Check him out today. Troop Booth's great guy, great expert, easy to work with. He's a fantastic sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March, but you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money, $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today, won't you? 313-3958 or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the second hour here on a Friday morning. Let's close out this hour with a call from Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Joey. Eddie, it's always a pleasure. I was telling Eddie, Joey, I've listened to your show. You know, always good stuff. Good conversation. And I was listening to you discuss that about what's going on with the border.
Yeah.
And just then about President, what's his name, trying to take the nuclear codes from him.
Mm-hmm.
And the word that I'm hung on, at least for the next couple of years, is arrogance. It's absolute arrogance. I believe the people, if you want what the people want, we'll be told what we want. That's what I'm just seeing. And I'm still distraught. And, that's a nice way to put it. Of course, you know, I suffer from depression. It doesn't take me much to get there anyways. But part of it is there's just this level of arrogance coming out of D.C. that blows me away. They're going to do what they want to do, in my opinion. And we're just going to have to witness it. And I just, don't stop the conversation. I'm just frustrated.
Well, be sure to tune into some CPAC this weekend because there's some... Beyond CPAC, interesting developments, things going on in the free state of Florida. So we'll see what comes here in the next few months. You can already start to see
Mr. Clark.
Biden is not long for being president.
No.
Yeah. Hey, listen, in all seriousness, I'm up here in Montgomery and I'm spending time with my mother. And I told her, if we have to watch it over the phone, well, we're all looking forward to seeing what the president